spirit of life to everyone around you, greatness and importance.
Excerpt number 7 from Shamati 19. What is it that the Creator hates? The bodies and the work. One must especially try to have a strong desire to obtain the will to bestow and overcome the will to receive. The meaning of a strong desire is that a strong desire is measured by the proliferation of the in-between rests and arrests, meaning the cessations between each overcoming. Sometimes one receives a cessation in the middle, meaning a descent. This descent can be a cessation of a minute, an hour, a day, or a month. Afterwards, one resumes the work of overcoming the will to receive and the attempts to achieve the will to bestow. A strong desire means that the cessation does not take him a long time and he is immediately reawakened to the work.
Rav, how do we prepare ourselves immediately to return to work after receiving a blow over our heads, disconnect from it and arrest? How do we arrange ourselves to immediately go back to the next action, again to adhesion, to giving, to exertion, to connection? How do we arrange ourselves immediately so it would work on us? Please. The 11 says in the 10.
Rav, how is it that on one hand we said that we have to do everything and search for the place to exert more and to try and give all of our forces and strength, and that specifically is where we can express our attitude, our love, our devotion on one hand. On the other hand, we see that we can't do anything, that the Creator will finish the work, and we are just asking, or just maybe aiding, and no more than that, that it's actually only the Creator working. He is correcting everything. So how do we now set up these two kinds of approaches? On one hand, to exert myself all the way, as much as possible, to invest. On the other hand, we see that we have no forces, lack of success to do anything, and everything is actually, we're actually passing it on to the Creator that He will do it. That if the Creator won't build the home, nothing will happen. How can we connect these two kinds of approaches?
Rav, we have been working in a workshop the past 2 hours. 2 hours we are in a workshop. Let us scrutinize between us to what extent what we've done here has helped us, even personally. Ascents, descents, states, expansion, contraction, various changing of states in your feeling, changes in perception, in your reason, in your intellect. To what extent the friends have influenced me, sometimes pleasantly, sometimes not so pleasantly. I grew mad at them inside, or I started to love them, and so on. Let's talk about it for a little bit. To what extent this form of connection that we had, you know, with one another had influenced each one in his.
Moment.
Excerpt number 8 from Rabash. a fast approach. A person does not enter the work of the left line called trouble except when he is in an ascent. Then he enters the left, meaning that one is not yet in a descent. And Rabbi Elazar said, one must always pray before trouble comes. That is, even when a person is in the state of an ascent, he should ask the Creator to bring him closer by an even bigger nearing, in order to advance in the work. But if a person does not feel a deficiency, it is impossible to advance. For this reason, one receives a descent from above in order to have a deficiency. And a descent is called trouble. And then a person prays. For this, there is an advice. Before trouble reaches a person, he is already praying.
How is that possible? To pray about something I don't feel. What am I just saying? False words, just screaming out? Is that possible? How do I awaken prayer, request, from the bottom of my heart without feeling this trouble? Please. Again? Okay, go.
We're reading excerpt number 8 from Rabash, a fast approach. A person does not enter the work of the left called trouble, except when he is in an ascent. Then he enters the left, meaning that one is not yet in a descent.
Meaning, he's in an ascent, he's in a state good, supposedly, I don't know, towards what we're calling good, his feeling, or obviously he's in a spiritual form already, he can give gratitude to the Creator, praise Him, he's in order to bestow, and then it's called that he's in an ascent, to bestow. Not in an ascent that he has a good feeling. And then what happens when he's in such a state?
Rabbi Elazar said, one must always pray before trouble comes.
So there's no trouble yet, nothing. And he already starts praying for it. Where can he take that deficiency from? Or what deficiencies can he get here?
That is, even when a person is in the state of an ascent, he should ask the Creator to bring him closer by a different, greater nearing in order to advance in the work.
So he still finds the deficiencies. If he prays for bestowal, so there's no limit to bestow. The light that fills the vessel, the state he attains the state of giving, of love. Can you add love or not? Meaning, here we need to see that spirituality allows us to constantly be in an ascent. That the place we're in, we can always add a deficiency and work upon it. Deficiency and work upon it.
But if he does not feel a deficiency, it is impossible to advance. For this reason, one receives a descent from above in order to have a deficiency. And a descent is called trouble. And then a person prays. For this, there is an advice. Before trouble reaches a person, he is already praying.
Not after it came, because that's a natural response. I have a deficiency, I have a problem, I have a descent. and I work upon it in order to turn it into an ascent. That's regular work, spiritual too, but here we're speaking about an even higher or more exalted form of work, that we pray before the descent. Meaning, from an ascent, we ask for a greater ascent. How can we find the deficiency for this? In order to pray. Yep. Maybe prayer before prayer. Prayer for a deficiency with no deficiency. To increase love even more. Please.
It's a dialogue of a man with a creator. Rav, how do we turn the deficiency to a filling? How do we look at a deficiency as if it is a filling? That if I lack something, I miss something, if I yearn for my beloved, it's fulfillment for me. Can there be such a thing? If yes, then we're in a state where we can constantly demand. Who raise a prayer before they lower us from the state? Because getting lowered from the state means that my deficiency is lowered. So I pray for the deficiency. I lack nothing except to have a lack. Right, Gershon? Talk about it, please. How can the deficiency feel like pleasure?
For what?
Rav, how do I come to a state where I am afraid that the Creator will rob me of the exertion, of the burden of the kingdom of heaven, as we call it? Will take it away from me. Will say, no, I don't need it. I'll give this work to someone else. How will I come to a state where I'm afraid that he will rob me of my place of exertion? We'll take it away.
That's the goal, so I guess.
Rav, what kind of difference do we have between exertion and work and the goal? When we yearn for the goal, or by the exertion, or the exertion in and of itself is the goal. What is the difference in the work itself between yearning to exert or yearning to reach the goal through exertion? Reason and my fear is that we will yearn for that exertion.
Rav, Rabash used to say that that is the difference between the path or going on a trip. When you go on a path, you go towards the goal, the road. You can walk on the road, but it's also called a trip. Why is it a trip? That the pleasure is in the walking itself, walking the path. So, let's keep going. What's the difference? How do you turn the walking a path to it being a trip on the path? How do you get pleasure from every moment you're working the Creator?
It's like being attracted to a meeting with your beloved.
How do we take this approach of yearning to exert, and we find ourselves already in Gemar Tikkun? How can we, by relating to our work as the desired exertion to the beginning of the work, middle of the work, end of the work, it's all the desired exertion, except for that we don't want anything. How can we, in a relation to that work, discover that we're in Gemar Tikkun? Rav, so we're already in Gemar Tikkun. We just have to correct our vessel of reception. We went through more or less these main stations in perception of reality, just not in our feelings yet, but that is the path that we discover that we're in Gemar Tikkun. We corrected our vessels of reception, excitement, inspiration, and we discover ourselves in an eternal, whole, complete, perfect world. According to our perfect, eternal approach, that's it. There's a lot of sources about this, that nothing changes, the Creator doesn't renew anything, and so on. But it is all you have tasted from
ancient,
something ancient. So just to pay attention how we're yearning for the correct work, to the exertion, to unconditional love, until everything gathers into that one point. Well, we deserve some kind of I don't think there's even place to ask. Maybe let's sing a few songs. What up? There's a song prepared from above in the sky.
אזכיר לכם על אהבת חברים אשר בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו זכור אזכיר לכם על אהבת חברים בזה תלוי זכות הקיום שלנו אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש או או אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב לחשוב מחשבות לקשר לבכם בלב אחד ממש אז תתנו לב להמציא המצאות לקשר איתכם בלב אחד ממש
Kadima. Nituv od shir bevakasha.
Another song, please.
שמש בנשמה
חודרת אל הלב כמנגינה
הגענו ברוכים הבאים הגענו מה טוב ומה נעים הגענו בשם אהבה אל האור אל היכן הנשמה
הגענו ברוכים הבאים
הגענו מה טוב
Okay, so with us in the morning lesson, we have 10 from Kopnevitsky, Brazil, 10 number 2, Petah Tikva, and Kos from Holland. All of Holland is with us. Daily task, how do we organize a new order in the 10 in a way that we will be in uplifting throughout the whole day till the Yeshivat Chaverim tonight? Again, how do we organize a new order in the 10 that will be in an uplifting throughout the day till the Yeshivat Chaverim tonight? L'chaim.
ישיבת החברים העולמית, הערב בשעה 6:45 אנו מזמינים את חברינו מהכלי העולמי.
ישיבת חברים, tonight, from 6:45 till 7:30, World Yeshivat Chaverim. Thank you and have a good day.
טוב. טוב, חברים.
Friends, you hear me? Now we're going to have breakfast. Men, pay attention. You're taking the food from the left side or by the registration. Women, you're taking it from the side of the sound console.